Our movie guy, Paul Preston, at themovieguys.net, joins us live now. And, Paul, let's start with a film I know you were looking forward to, The Adventures of Tintin.
I don't think you realize this, but you're about to walk into a whole mess of danger.
A whole mess of danger. Was it a whole mess of good, or was it just a mess?
Well, there's a lot to like in Spielberg's new action movie. Many of the action scenes are reminiscent of the best stuff he's done. And of course, any action movie is better when John Williams does your score. And there's even the Indiana Jones punch, which, you know, is a punch specific to Spielberg movies. I think I have it here. That's it. Unfortunately, I can't get past this motion capture animation style that he made the film with. If you know, it looks like the Robert Zemeckis-directed films Polar Express, Beowulf, and A Christmas Carol, and it's where actors put on suits and act out the parts in studios with green screen, and then they're animated over. But there's something about the look of trying to make the animation look realistic that when they don't achieve it, it just kind of looks creepy, and the characters have these, like, dead eyes. So if you like creepy, dead-eyed animation, well, this is the best one yet.
Well, there's a lot of people who like exactly that. But let's check out this other one. We Bought a Zoo.
What's so complicated about this place?
It's a zoo.
Ah. Well, Rosie's happy about the zoo. Anyway, were you happy about the movie?
Well, I was excited because it's a new movie from the director of Say Anything and Almost Famous. Unfortunately, it's also from the director of Vanilla Sky and Elizabethtown. This is about a guy who's trying to hold his family together after the death of his wife, so he gets a crazy idea to buy a home that was on the property of a zoo. And it comes complete with a staff of unrealistic characters, unfortunately. Characters, I don't know if they're dumbed down because it's a family film, but, you know, just watch Pixar and you'll see that you don't need to do that to appeal to all ages. Those guys have very complicated characters and still manage to have fun and lighthearted adventures as well. The relationships are kind of stagey in this one. You never get the weight of what's happening. For example, there's a zoo inspector who comes on the scene and he has to inspect the zoo in order for it to open, in order for Matt Damon to achieve his dream. But he's such a caricature as opposed to a character that you don't quite buy what he's doing, and then you never get the weight of how important it is that he has to approve the zoo. And so if you're not buying into any of that, you might as well be in another movie.
You know, I agree with everything you said. I watched this movie, and I agree with everything you said, and I still enjoyed it.
Well, you know, hey, to each his own. That's the thing.
I knew that the characters were stock. I knew everything that was going to happen, but there's something about Matt Damon that's incredibly charming.
Everything he does, just like Clooney, I mentioned here a few weeks ago, everything Matt Damon does is worth watching. He usually puts himself in with good directors and or challenging projects. So whether it works or not, you should go see what Matt Damon's doing regardless.
Well, he certainly has a lot of fans. Now, this next movie you know is your pick for movie of the year. It's The Artist.
And, of course, all we have is music because it's a silent film. Unusual in this day and age.
Yeah, I was curious what clip you were going to play. This is the best film of the year. This is a movie that is in love with the movies. And as it turns out, I'm in love with the movies, so it's a perfect fit. It's about a silent film star at the height of his success who confronts the industry's shift into talkies, into films with sound. And he has a female co-star who handles a transition smoothly, and he doesn't. It's kind of, you know, it's not a totally new story in that we saw something like that in Singing in the Rain many years ago. But there hasn't been a film this year that's been more enjoyable. If you do not enjoy this film, you are dead inside. Cold and dead. Dead to me.
Wow.
The lead actors you haven't heard of, I don't think. I haven't until now, but glad to see them. John Dujardin, I'm sure I'm butchering the names, and Berenice Bejo. And this guy, Jean Dujardin, plays a character named George Valentin, the silent film star. He's a cross between Gene Kelly and Clark Gable. He can seduce the woman, dance the night away, or go swashbuckling with ease. He is fantastic.
He's your typical leading man.
Yeah, he's the great old-school golden age of Hollywood leading man, and they capture it perfectly.
Well,
and they
good.
Capture the whole era perfectly as well. And you can only use words from back then to describe how great this movie is. Glorious, magnificent, a triumph, all that stuff. It's a truly great film.
And another word, Oscar?
I think it's going to be nominated. And as of now, I would probably give the Oscar that way. Just like last year. Now, this is going to be an odd comparison. Last year, I would have given the Oscar to Inception because the movie that shoots really high and achieves it. Like, to make a silent film today, when all this technology is at our disposal to make movies bigger and stranger, and they pulled away the technology and made a better film.
So, all right.
Kudos to them. Best picture.
Thanks so much, Paul Preston. That is our movie guy, Paul Preston. You can find him at themovieguys.net.